According to real estate records, the house at 114 East 200 South was built in 1894 and is 878 square feet. Carl Malone Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is just west of the property, across 100 East, between 200 and 300 South. Last year, the city, at the dealership's request, altered the general plan so the entire block could eventually become a commercial block. Then this spring, the dealership asked the city to rezone two properties on the southeast corner of that block from R3 residential to C2 commercial. A public hearing was held March 24th. Many nearby residents attended that meeting to speak out against the rezoning request. A common complaint was the dealership's bright lights. David Hicks represents Carl Malone Dealership. He said the dealership had already adjusted its lights to appease the neighbors by installing what he called an expensive system that dimmed the lights by 50% at 9:40 at night. Scott House, a nearby homeowner who had complained about the lights, said he has been looking into the matter since that meeting.
Can these lights not be dimmed any further? Can they not be moved down any further? Like, I certainly understand everybody has a right to commerce, but we've got to work together as a community, you know, to make sure this is benefiting the business, certainly, but not impacting the neighborhood negatively.
The Planning Commission delayed making any decision on that rezone request, and since then, House says he's been watching the city's meeting agendas to see when the issue will come up again. Now the Malone dealership is making a new request, this time to rezone the property across the street at the corner of 100 East and 200 South. That's where the small, cream-colored house has sat for more than 120 years. There's a public notice posting in the yard and several candy canes hanging in a tree in the front yard. According to a staff report by city planner Tony Kohler, the dealership would like to rezone the lot from residential R3 to commercial C2 in order to put in a parking lot for the dealership's employees. If approved, it would be the only property east of 100 East that would not be zoned residential. House is worried about rezoning an area for a car dealership that may move if a bypass is built around Heber City.
Certainly don't want to, you know, squash Mr. Malone's business, but it's like maybe we should look further down the road and really kind of think about how this could impact our community in the future. And maybe we should already have some at least ideas or plans that if Carl Malone does decide to leave, should Highway 40 move, what are we going to do with that property? How are we going to revitalize it and get it back into the business, you know, of Main Street? What's it going to be if it's not a car dealership?
House also says there's increasing demand for housing in the downtown area, so it doesn't make sense to change zoning from residential to commercial.
These rezones, it's like, hey, we're going to tear down a house. Well, does that really make sense when we already have people who need affordable housing in this valley who, you know, we talk about getting people closer to Main Street, but instead what we're trying to do is tear down housing and move people away from Main Street? I just think those are the important questions that this has to be viewed through.
Kohler's report says if the rezone is granted, the city should consider a development agreement addressing lighting and suggested any lighting be dark sky compliant and any freestanding light pole should be only 3 feet tall. House wants the city to look at a bigger picture.
How is it going to impact your neighbors? We don't want to hinder commerce and we certainly don't want to, you know, really getting anybody's face about property rights. But again, we have to look at the greater good here, I think, as we start kind of viewing these, you know, zoning issues and development issues.
KPCW called both Heber City and the Carl Malone dealership for comment, but did not get a response. The public hearing is Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Heber City offices, 75 North Main Street. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.